It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. And it's brought to you by As I Am. As I Am, naturally. As I Am, keep your natural textured hair hydrated, defined, and beautifully styled with As I Am for beautiful coils and curls, naturally available at retail stores near you. Our little known Black History Fact is about the museum that opened this weekend on the National Mall, and Sybil and I were there. I had great seats. Everybody was there. I got a chance to go into the museum. I didn't get a chance to see anything because everybody wanted to take pictures of me, and I wasn't the only person that people wanted to take pictures of. I finally made it up to where the mothership was. Mm-hmm. And who's standing there by the mothership?
Who else?
George Clinton.
That's right.
The real George Clinton.
Yeah, George Clinton is standing there.
Now, was he dressed like the old George Clinton?
Yeah, was it
the
old
George
school
Clinton?
George? Yeah.
It was a little bit of both. Old and new school George Clinton.
So still okay. Had the hair thing going? Or did
No. He doesn't
have,
you know,
he doesn't do that anymore, right?
But he had one of his old jackets, you know.
Okay.
You know, Star Child jackets. And then I'm walking around, and I'm by the Gladys Knight and the Pips display. And who's standing there next to his old suit that he can still get in? I hate him. Yeah. Bubba. Bubba Knight.
The head pimp.
Yeah. And then over there by the 227 display is, what's the guy's name?
Hal Williams.
Hal Williams is there. And it was just, oh, man, what
people say I look like. I don't look like that man at all. At all, man.
Samuel Jackson. Oh, my.
Now, did you see En Vogue? Because, well, first of all, can we thank... the great Sheila Eldridge for helping us make that happen over the weekend.
You did a great job. You hooked us up.
And her company really facilitating and getting the word out about the museum. But she was also telling me that En Vogue was there, and some of their costumes were there as a part of, because they, you know, started a whole new thing in terms of music videos and the costuming and everything. And so they were a part of the museum as well.
And
just so many things.
Yeah, so many things. And then Skip Gates was there.
Oh.
And you know, Skip did my genealogy.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking about all those people in my past, my genealogy, and their stories are in that museum.
Yep.
And it really moved me.
I felt the same way, Tom. And, I don't even have my, you know, I don't know about the genealogy of my family the way you do, but that was an occasion which I was just yearning for my family to be there.
Yeah.
Past and present, you know, just everybody, because it just felt so rich in our history and just wanted everybody to be a part of it.
And I was there with my niece, Allison.
That was your date.
That was my date. And I had to keep introducing her. This is my niece. This is my niece, Allison. Because, you know, they thought that this is who I'm dating right now.
All right, player.
And of course, some people thought it was you.
Uh-huh.
And the people gave me so much respect and so much love. I was really, really, really moved. Your boy, Clyburn, he cracking jokes at the Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, the congressman, your homeboy. Yeah. He said, I don't see Sally Henning up here. Uh-huh. I don't see Sally Henning up
here. Or George Wallace.
Wow.
And wasn't it great for John Lewis to be there on the stage?
Oh, yeah.
And with Dr. Lonnie Bunch. And it was just, oh, my God. And they had a whole generations of family, one family, from age 7 to 99. They rang the bell and, you know, for
moving.
The ribbon cutting. It was really moving. Cool.
My niece Allison wrote an article.
Very nice.
BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Nice
A little
job.
Known Black History Fact.